Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. Thank you very much. And we ask you to amplify our efforts, particularly in these critical stages we're in right now. I believe a lot of people that are voting Democratic are just brainwashed and influenced by the mainstream media. I think they're very good people. In fact, I'm actually having breakfast with a friend of mine next week. That's Democratic. And he and I have been friends for over 20 years. Basketball brought us together, but friendship has remained and will always remain. And I'm going to have a talk with him. I'm going to have a talk with him, and I'm just going to tell him what I'm telling you. We need to convince good people who say, I just can't vote for Donald Trump, to look at the fact that they'd be voting for a murderous regime guilty of manslaughter in North Carolina, purposely holding back resources. 82nd Airborne wants to come in, told to stand down, no National Guard. People are slashing tires of the truckers. Gee, who would be doing that? Who would have the motive to do that? And they need to see these things about what they represent. These people hate America. Kamala Harris hates America. She's a diehard communist. So please share far and wide. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. And ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, this economy is going to collapse, even though what we're going to cover here is the docker strike, and what the status is and what it means for you and me. You're going to need to get out of this system right now. I'm being very serious. And if everybody does this, the collapse will happen a little sooner. All right. It's going to happen anyway. So why not make it happen on your terms when you're prepared? This is what Noble Gold can do. If you got a retirement in the bank, it's going to be gone. They're going to bail it in or they're just going to take it. Dodd-Frank Law 2010 allows them to do that. Also, your bank account's going to be gone. I recommend you keep operating capital in the bank and then you get the hell out of that bank over time. I'm serious. And what should you do? Gold and silver. Silver's going to record highs. Gold's going to record highs. And you can back your retirement up with it and take it out of the bank and put it under your control and they can't touch it. I'm telling you, gold and silver. You look at the BRICS nations, they're causing the collapse of the United States as well as the debt spending that we have, the irresponsible fiscal management we have. You can't date it. Just you're going to be on the street. You're going to be in a financial North Carolina. What do you do? Well, first of all, I got to give you a warning. The FTC makes me give you this warning, and we give it in good spirit. Anytime you deal in any kind of investment, there's an inherent risk, and past performance can't be construed with future expectation. I always like to remind people, though, that I have been a paid advertiser for Noble Gold for 8 years, and I have been a customer, multiple times over for 7 years. You go, wow, that's pretty good. Yeah, it's damn good. It's damn good. And these people are the best, and they will never close you. You have to close your own deal. They're there to answer your questions. This is the way they're trained. How do I know? Because I'm friends with Colin Plume, the CEO. I bring him on my show because he knows what he's talking about with the economy. And I know it because I experience it. The first time I called in, okay, I'm ready. Mr. Hodges, anything else I can answer for you? No, I'd like to close the deal now. Oh, okay. And that's how it will go. That's how it'll go. These people are fantastic. And what they're going to do is save your backside financially. You're going to take some hits. I don't care what you do. But do you want to take the catastrophic 1929, I have nothing left hit? Or do you want to take action now? Okay. The dock strike, it's going to take full effect after the election. And I'll explain that here and lay this out for you. So don't think the economy, oh, it's going to be okay now. It's not going to be okay. They're only delaying the inevitable because of the fact that they want to get their little communists elected, and they know that won't happen in an economic collapse. The collapse is coming in early 2025. Get ready now or suffer the consequences. Call 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. And if you forget that number, it'll be in the description box if you're in social media. Otherwise, just go to davehodgesgold.com and you get the same information there. davehodgesgold.com. All right. I don't even know where to start with this. It's so obvious. The dock strike was in its third day, and they reached a tentative agreement on one element. They didn't reach any other agreements like the use of AI and so forth, which I think is the most critical thing. Dock workers are going to be replaced by AI, and they know it. That's an unsettled issue. And this Jimmy Hoffa wannabe that runs the union, he sold out to the Democratic Party. And he said, okay, give me something so I can get people off the striking line and we'll give you your election. And I guarantee he was telling him this: if you don't give me the ability, and I guarantee you there are sweetheart deals made behind the scenes to make this happen. Money changed hands, I guarantee you. How do I know? Because if there's a legal decision to make or an illegal decision to make, what have these people shown you in this administration over and over? They're going to do the wrong thing every time. Guarantee there's collusion here. Okay. But this mafioso union leader gave 61% over 6 years. That's a hell of a raise. That is. No one else is getting that in America that I know of. Not unless they're entrepreneurs and their business is booming. But if you're working at a job, hourly wage, you ain't seeing this kind of raise. No way in hell. You're not keeping up with inflation. No way in hell. So the dock workers agreed to take the money and run to come back and decide the other issues later. But they're even less likely to strike then, but I think they will over AI. And this mafioso union leader will not back off of the AI because he can save too much money. That'll be non-negotiable. And there'll be a strike in January. And they reached this tentative settlement on wage only until after the election. How convenient, don't you agree? We would be in economic devastation by November 5th. In 1 month, we'd be in economic devastation. They headed it off. And it's purely for election purposes. What was this union boss promised? Well, I guarantee you there's a reason why the union bosses, like with Teamsters, are saying we can't commit to a candidate now when over 60% of their membership is voting for Trump. But why don't they endorse Trump? Because there's money changing hands. You can take that to the proverbial bank. We're going to have a complete economic collapse in January, early February. You can take that to the bank. Because these dock workers will be back on strike because, oh, that 61% raise is nice. But if you're going to have a robot take your job, if you're not working, you ain't getting paid. There's going to be a strike. It's just after President Kamala has been installed courtesy of the voting machines and the illegal aliens voting by the millions. You need to show this to Democrats and to independents. Donald Trump shows me he cares for the people. I'd ask you liberals out there who see this to watch that. Kamala Harris talks at people with platitudes. She tells you nothing about her programs. Okay, she tells lies about Trump. There's no national sales tax. There's no 2025 connection. He doesn't have the power to do anything about abortion because the Supreme Court ruled after he was out of office that this is a state issue. Federal feds can't do anything about it. And Roe v. Wade was unconstitutional from the beginning. Trump has nothing to do with this. Nothing. He could be 100% against abortion at any time for any reason, which he's not, but he could be. But it has no impact because it's up to the states. He can't do it if he wanted to. And yet, lies have pushed people to vote for a criminal who's letting people die by the day in North Carolina because of inaction. This is criminally negligent manslaughter. And I would actually think you could make a case for manslaughter. And you're going to vote for people like this? The crash is coming, people. I'm telling you better listen to me about food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, tools. They only delayed it for the election. There's no victory here. There's no sigh of relief. Gee, I don't need to buy the toilet paper. Okay, if you think this is over, you're being fooled. Share this far and wide, please. Thank you. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv. Real problems, real solutions. We get 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms. Sign up today, thecommonsenseshow.tv.